When I pulled into Austin at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport, I was pretty shocked at what I saw. As I'm looking for the exit, there's this guitarist singing songs. Walking down a little further, there's a band sound checking. I know they call this place the live music capital, but I've been here 5 minutes. And although this is strange to me, it's all part of the local philosophy Austin Bergstrom's had since it was built.
Even the music that's recorded on our intercom is all Austin music.
That's Nancy Copland. She's the live music coordinator.
I always tell people it's like herding cats in the desert, chasing musicians.
Nancy books 19 shows a week across 6 different venues inside the airport. That's a lot to organise.
I have to make sure that everybody gets paid for what they bring, everybody gets through security, people get their parking tickets validated, which we do for the musicians. They don't play too loud. If somebody misses a plane because the music's too loud, it's not a good thing. I have to make sure that the customers are happy, first of which and foremost is booking good music.
What's looking good music?
No, booking good music.
Oh, right.
Hiring good bands.
I guess it helps if they look good, right?
Not necessarily.
Nancy has to cater for a wide audience. She doesn't book genres like hip-hop or opera. Accessible bands, solos and duos who play blues, country, folk and rock go down well.
A lot of the travelers are very nervous anyway about flying when they come in, so we don't have things that could agitate. I think our travelers are kind of the meat and potato travelers. They like just good, solid music. They like to hear songs that are familiar. So I encourage bands, even though they have great original tunes, to throw in a few covers.
Singer Janie Quisenberry has just come off the stage where her and her band have been playing this afternoon.
We've got kind of a captive audience. You'd like to get them up dancing, but they're a little shy to dance. You can look over your audience, and I'm pretty good at reading people's faces and body language. So a lot of the people, of course, are tired, and they've had maybe a long trip. So you want to make them feel a little bit happier, spread a little sunshine around, then welcome them to Austin. You know, some of this is their first exposure to Austin for some of these people.
A bit of responsibility there.
A little bit.
It's also a big welcome home for Austin locals. Former Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Ben Barnes, has just arrived home after being in New York.
I'm so glad to be home and hear the sounds of Austin, the wonderful music, and so many great musicians we have here. I'm home, and it's great to be here. The music capital of the United States and the greatest airport in the United States.
I am coming.
Jackie Bristow is a muso from New Zealand who moved to Austin to build her career. Her first gig here was actually at the airport.
Well, it's actually fun. When I first did it, I didn't know what to expect, but Austin being a music town, everybody appreciates music anyway. So no matter where you got a gig, it's appreciated.
At one of the smaller stages, Bob Rose is setting up.
What's the difference between playing a gig here at an airport and at a pub down the road?
Well, it pays a little better, for one thing. it's cool. You know?
Musicians are paid per person performing, and with tips and a couple of CD sales to tourists like me, they're not only paid well, but they're exporting their music all over the world. It's a win for Austin musicians, the passengers, the airport, and a huge win for Nancy Copland.
I just think about it as good customer service to our travelers. You cannot go through a day without seeing somebody walk by and taking a picture going, hey, or on their cell phone going, I can't believe it, there's a band here in the airport. This is so cool. It's a final kind of send-off, Austin style.
Thank you so much. Good to see you, Nancy. Mike, good to meet you.